Beyond rapid detection, response, compliance, and patch KPIs we discussed yesterday, how should your board track enduring cybersecurity? Welcome to Cyber Broadcast episode 193, continuing our focus on key metrics and milestones. Building on yesterday's metrics, boards should also advocate for the following. First, phishing resilience. Evaluate the effectiveness of security trainings with the success rate of employees avoiding simulated phishing attempts. This includes board and executives, by the way. Make cyber awareness part of your corporate DNA. In fact, aim for less than 5% stakeholder click-through on simulated attacks. Second, traffic anomaly detection. Keep vigilant watch for irregular network activity. These anomalies are often the harbingers of more significant security issues. So track these. A threshold of a 10% deviation from the norm can flag potential breaches. Third, endpoint security coverage. So important. Ensure every device on your network is fortified. Insist, in fact, on 100% endpoint protection because every unsecured device is a liability. And finally, fourth, security performance ratings. Utilize independent evaluations to see where you stand against industry benchmarks. Strive not just to meet, but exceed these standards. In fact, aim for above a top quartile ranking in industry-specific security evaluations at the very least. In fact, go beyond and benchmark against the best performers in the financial industry, one of the most battle-tested and arguably better prepared. Maintaining these metrics is foundational to cybersecurity leadership. In our next episode, we step beyond these essentials into more innovative milestones that propel boards and C-suites into the elite cyber fiduciaries. Until then, reference cybernationcentral.com for getting and keeping your fiduciaries cyber ready and achieving a sustainable culture of cybersecurity from the board down. Until then.